Within a week, between 4,000 and 5,000 people responded to the poster. Catherine Reft is the Karluk Tribal Council's secretary and treasurer. She says they never could have anticipated the response.
We just figured we'd try to do something like this just to see if we'd get any kind of attention. We never knew it was going to blow up to be this huge.
The native village of Karluk is on the southwest end of Kodiak Island. The village has less than 50 year-round residents. There's two children there now, but villages need at least 10 students in order for the state of Alaska to fund a school. That's why the tribe is looking for two families with four children each to move there. Reft says the remote village has been looking to grow for a while now.
We had our feelers out there. We tried going through agencies, and we just couldn't find any interest. And then somebody brought up, why don't we get a poster out there? And that's what we did.
The tribe has heard from families across the country, as far as Florida, and even internationally from Canada and the Philippines about its ad.
Our main focus right now is to get to have the 10 students here in Karluk.
Karluk's school closed back in 2018 due to low enrollment and continued to dwindle since. The Kodiak Island Borough has kept maintaining the former school building by paying for its heat and electricity. Borough staff recently visited the building to assess its condition, and with minor maintenance, it could reopen and host classes again. In order to get more students, the tribe is willing to pay housing, utilities, moving expenses, and even a food stipend for a full year. For the right family, they'll also train them for jobs to become a more permanent fixture in the community. Cindy Mika is the Kodiak Island Borough School District Superintendent. She says the district was caught off guard by the poster, but is open to helping the village.
If they make those 10 students, then, you know, we'll have to do something. But, you know, at this point, it's going to be very difficult staffing it at this late of a date. And it's not part of this budget at all.
KIBSD struggled to fill rural positions last year and faced huge budget cuts last month. Mika says she understands the struggle Karluk is facing without a school.
I know that the villages need schools and that the schools are what makes them be able to grow in population. It's really hard to grow if you don't have a school for your students or your children out there.
The clock is ticking, though. The state counts student populations for schools in October. Reft, the tribe's secretary and treasurer, says they hope to bring new families soon.
We're going to try to get families here before the end of August, before the school year. Have them settled in their house and ready for school.
The tribal council will start looking over applications next week. In Kodiak, I'm Brian Venois.